Afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and I am very pleased to bring forth this message today. I am going to go ahead and not be interviewing any regular guests this week because I've received some pretty incredible information and messages that I would like to share with all of you. So to start out, let's just get some of the regular stuff out of the way. If you have not visited GalacticConnection.com, please feel free to type that into your browser and check out the blog page. That's the greatest place to start. We do put up at least 30 or so posts per day to keep everybody aware of what's going on, just to have a pulse on the planet. We do pride ourselves in trying to put out information that's more balanced. And we try to do it with the filter of presenting you with what is going on that's right for the transition that's coming forth. So with that said, I would like to kind of dive into some of the things that are going on. And it's pretty exciting because I've received a lot of information from several healers and people that are very clairvoyant, clairsentient. And I want to kind of paint a picture as to what we are really going through at this time. Now, to begin with, I don't know how many of you have seen, there was a YouTube video that came out with Matthew Bolin, okay? Now, he used to work for NASA, and he got so fed up with, he was working as a graphic artist, and he got so fed up with the entire scam that they're presenting to the public about this round Earth concept. And, you know, that's pretty much a game changer right there. That was basically dropped in the last, I think, week or two. And he is coming out and exposing the fact that the Earth is flat. So now we know that the Flat Earth Society has been around for a long time. And in fact, President Obama, strangely enough, has alluded to the Flat Earth and made a few comments about it, I think at least, I don't know, 6, 7, or 8 times in one of his speeches alone. We thought that was really strange. And even though he was kind of making fun of the Flat Earth Society, I was able to see that that was actually doing the opposite. It was bringing attention to that concept so that people would possibly Google it. And I think that's exactly what's going on right now. Now, the other thing is, we've had a lot of people sending in information about the scare regarding the 9/11 exposure. And I think you guys may have already heard this, but Ned Cole, Bob Simon, and David Carr, who were all very prominent journalists and reporters. Ned Cole was with NBC, Bob Simon was with CBS, and David Carr was with New York Times. Now, what does that mean? Well, basically, all three of these guys supposedly disappeared once they made an announcement about the real truth behind the 9/11 bombings and the, you know, dissolving of the two towers. What is connected with that is that Putin is stepping up to the plate and really putting pressure on the U.S. government and threatening to expose their involvement and all of the government agencies and black ops that have been involved, and showing the entire world through apparently some sort of, I don't know, some sort of investigation or information that he has access to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the U.S. government was behind this tragedy on 9/11. So that just got dropped in our laps. We also are noticing a lot of, whistleblowers, if you want to, or people exposing other people that have seemed to be working for the light, who have seemed to be supporting all of the ground crew, when in fact they've been working against the ground crew this whole entire time. And you're going to see an awful lot of that. And in fact, it's going to continue to proliferate. You're going to see a lot of people that we've all had kind of strange feelings about, or our intuition is basically saying, I don't know if I really trust that person. you're going to see that coming out more and more and more. Now, the reason I bring that up is please do yourself a favor. Don't get caught up in the drama. But most importantly, don't buy into the polarity of this team or that team. That's what this is all about. And in fact, I have been told through messages that this is a test for all of us. Period. This is kind of like a litmus test for seeing if we can kind of cruise through this chaotic time, because that's really what we're needing to do, is just to stay grounded, to stay focused on the goal at hand, and to remember that this is going to continue. We're literally just maybe, we should picture ourselves just kind of like a running train through all these buildings falling down around us. And the train just keeps on going. And that's where we are. We're in the train. So, you know, if you want to look out the window, that's great. But don't get caught up in the dismantling, because it's going to continue to go on. And in fact, this is what we've all been waiting for. Come on, folks. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. I don't know about you, but there are nights where I'm so excited because we finally gotten through some of the hardest times yet, to finally feel that the end game is near. And so I want to remind everyone, keep your position. Keep your calm. This is so important. You're assisting a lot of beings by doing that. And the other thing is, I've been getting a lot of reports, and I've been experiencing it myself. You can clearly see the matrix is falling. Now, I don't know, just something as simple as your cell phone. Have you noticed how intermittent receiving text messages is? For example, you're getting text messages that were from a week or two ago. Or your passcodes aren't working in your computer. Or you can't access a specific program. Or you create a document, but you can't find it where you saved it. Or you go to a site like mine, which they've been definitely running some interference with us lately, and they're asking for a passcode and a username. Now, I just want to refresh everyone's memory. You never, ever, ever need to use a passcode or a username to access galacticconnection.com. It's free service, and it's always going to be that way. So I just want to let everybody know. Unless, of course, we put some sort of membership, but that's still not the case. We're still providing free information. Now, the other thing, too, is you're noticing that when you're communicating with people, especially with this Mercury retrograde situation, you're saying one thing, they're hearing another. And yes, we've gone through this before, but I think it's been a little bit more magnified lately because of everything that's going down on the planet. So just stay tuned, because we're about to come out on the other side of that. And once we get through where Mercury changes course, oh my God, things are gonna start flying. So this is a very important time for you to review all of the things that you've done that were not necessarily advantageous to you, to be able to reflect upon all the things that you think you need to address. Do it now, because the movement, the excitement, the transition, the impetus, it's all going to be going at record paces for a lot of us. So now's the time to enjoy the calm before the storm. And believe it or not, you know, the storm has already begun. There's a lot of us, as you know, lately that have really been feeling a great deal of interference, a lot of intrusion, and also a lot of psychic attack. And this is because the dark have upped the ante. they're having a little bit of difficulty. They're not able to accomplish as much as they did before because of the progress that's been had with the light forces. So realize this. Realize that even the most subtle ambiance of just maybe waking up in the morning, you don't feel as crappy as you did the day before. Maybe you've got a bad back and it's a little bit better today. Recognize these are the sorts of things that are going to get better and better and better and better because we are energetic beings. And when these heavy, dense energies are being lifted off the planet, they are being lifted off of our physical bodies, and our physical bodies will be responding accordingly. And that's really good news for a lot of us that have had chronic injuries, you know, chronic illnesses, etc. The body is excited. Trust me on that one, because I'm doing a lot of my own energy work through my alchemy. And that is another thing I really want to share with you that's extremely exciting to me. Okay, as many of you know, I'm an alchemist. I do galactic essences. And this was something that, it was a calling. It was something that came through me after the accident that I had in 2001. And it was something I didn't even really understand everything that was unfolding within me because it was so profound. Well, you know, let's fast forward to today. And the fact is that here I am doing exactly what I love to do, making personalized essences for each and every one of you that have come through the implant removal series. What an honor that is. I just want to tell you, I can't begin to tell you how cool it is to be able to communicate with each one of you on the inner plane and to almost reunite. And there have been a lot of reunifications going on amongst us. Now, we may not be consciously aware of that, but through the process that we are doing, we are literally interconnecting a whole new grid. And that grid has really lit the world up. Because as you know, we do this kind of work all over the world. Because of what we do, it's remote. So, thanks to Reverend Pam, who actually initiated this, we have provided the Allied Forces an ability to be able to see us better, to track us better, to access us better, because we're lit up better. And in that whole scenario of getting you prepared before you go through the process, one of the coolest things that is experienced by myself is to reconnect with you on the inner plane. I have never shared what I've been seeing, and this is fascinating. Now, up to this point, when I first made the announcement that the whole entire process was given to us, okay, it was basically directed by the On High, so to speak, and we were pretty much given very specific instructions on what we needed to do to assist the transition that's coming forward. And one of those things was we had to try and assist each and every one of you to become as empowered as you possibly could to get ready to really step into your mastery. And I have a firm feeling that through this whole process, there are many of you out there that are literally getting prepared to be the walking ascended masters on this planet, okay? Or the new Terra, if you want to call it that. So what came in over a period of time was that we were looking at three basic types of beings. We were looking at commanders, we were looking at angels, and we were looking at eagles. And I thought it was very interesting because in the very beginning, the first wave of people that came in, we were onslaughted by a lot of guardians and also the occasional commander. So we saw a wave of, you know, the occasional commander coming through. And some of you may wonder, supposedly the commanders are those that are responsible for administrating, gathering, and directing groups of people on the ground to get through this phase that we're about to go through. Now, then you have the angels, and the angels are the same. They're working with a soul group, and what their so-called job description is they're working in the etheric plane, which you're seeing now. You're seeing that a massive amount of very powerful angels have descended upon the planet, as well as the ones that have come through the process. They are working around the clock, in our terms, to assist in getting rid of all this etheric, heavy programming and the layering of digital, psychotronic mind control that we've just been mired in. So they're doing a lot of work on that end. They've also been given the green light, and they've made the decision to just go for it. And if they see someone in need, they're going to do it. There's no more of the need that they have to get permission. Because basically, if the individual is not aware, or if they're too heavily mind controlled, then it's okay to step in and assist them if they see, you know, an imperative event in which they want to react to. And then you have the eagles, which I'm being told are another group of souls that are working outside the dome to protect the planet from external intrusion that may be impeding this up-and-coming transition. So it's an amazing, complex hierarchy, is the only word I can think of. But it's very planned out. It's very, very well thought out, to the point where, you know, when they begin to enlighten you on how it's all going to unfold, you just sit there in awe, because you think to yourself, I don't even know if I have the capacity to come up with the ideas that are unfolding. Now, the other thing that I thought was really interesting was John Podesta, who just stepped out. I think you guys might have heard about this. He's the outgoing senior advisor for Obama, and he just came out and said that the biggest regret that he had when leaving was that he was depriving the people of the truth on UFOs. Now, why is that important? That's important because we're getting really prepared for the next phase. Many of us have read channelings, received messages, we even talked to our own guidance, and we've been told over and over and over again that there will be some sort of sightings or, you know, visitation of some sort. The point is that they know we need their assistance. We still are considered an embryonic race because of the fact that this has been going on for an extremely long period of time. The human race has been oppressed for such a long time that they have unfortunately been prevented from having the opportunity to evolve at the normal rate in which a race can evolve. And so because of that, assistance is needed, and they're happy to do it. And so this, in my opinion, is probably one of the most exciting times that all of us have been waiting for. In fact, this is where I know that my part comes in, because I was receiving messages back in 2001 when I had the really bad car accident, and this is when I started receiving my own guidance, and they were preparing me all the way back then as an ambassador to be able to act and participate with these visiting races and getting humanity ready for that concept. Now, I'm calling on all of you that this is the time. This is the time for us to get prepared. We are really at that final gate, finally. And there comes a time when so many of us are so tired and so exhausted hearing that, and then not really seeing it in our own lives. But I have a very important message that came through. Actually, it came through from Ashtar, and I would like to share it with all of you, and maybe it resonates with you. Okay, it says, the message is about building a new future. It says, this is a great time to participate in a historical event that will be received and remembered by many across the universe. Does your audience realize this? They have a great opportunity. It is not just about living in the now. It is about creating a prototype for other evolving races to follow, to prevent them from falling into the pit that we did. Our losses will be their gain. And depending on how we convert all the information that's coming in, it will be a word of warning. And this is the time of potential witch hunts. Remember the days of Salem? I'm sure many of us definitely remember the days of Salem. Well, this is that on steroids, as you say, because the group consciousness is clicking into the unified field with far less intrusions and are beginning to realize other potentialities and other probabilities, meaning that it isn't just all predictable, black and white, this is it, period. All of you are being trained, sculpted, supported, and prepped for a new way of being, a new way of honoring that which you do not see. There is far more to consider that you don't see than that you do see. Interesting. And because of this, it is a time to recognize the reality instead of the illusion. Some of you recognize the reality and have pierced the veil, but this is still only a drop in the pond of what is to rear its head. And as it does, many realizations, many betrayals, will begin to surface. This can bring a variety of emotions, which can cause disharmony if you choose to see them that way. He wanted me to stress that. Here is where you have all reached your crossroad. At this crossroad, which great masters before you have met as well, will decide the fate of humanity, the fate of your solar system, and that of the universe. This is without a doubt one of the most comprehensive missions involving every type of race and what you call extraterrestrial beings in existence. What has been realized by you as Earthlings has been known by the Galactics for a very long time. Contracts and agreements needed to be attended to. Backroom deals needed to be previewed. And alliances were to be scanned for the ability of what was possible. We are all ultimately striving to unify for the One, to enhance peace and freedom as this wave of cosmic vibration affects even us, to stop and acknowledge the virus, the dissonance that has impacted all species. We all know we are in this together. And for those races who don't know this, their fear is being washed away so they can see this and know this. Today is a turning point, as is every day you wake up. What will each of you do to participate in the up-and-coming galactic society? How badly do you yearn for this? How much do you understand about visitation of your star families? And finally, what are you doing each day to bring you closer to being comfortable with sitting next to a completely different race, species, let alone body, structure, color, and clothing. Do you truly want to meet us in your new reality? If so, how quickly can you ready yourself for this transition? Because the time is now, and many await you, your arrival. I am one of them, and I leave you with this over and out. So that was the first message. I then had another message from a guide of mine called Serenity. She's a beautiful kind of feminine essence that comes in from time to time, very happy and joyful. And she just had a simple message that I wanted to share as well. She said, it is a time to open our hearts, not close them going backwards. It is a time to embrace the newness of your first step, like it's your first day on your job. It's a time to love yourself for what you do, not focusing on what you don't do. We love and honor everything about you all. We are fascinated with your multiplicity and your range of emotions. We learn from you. It is time for you to honor yourselves and realize many will do the same. We respect you for your resilience and your ability to find the smallest thing to love, despite the atrocities you have withstood. Again, you have taught us much. Get off your knees. Take a step into the unknown. This is a time where the universe will meet you fully and assist you with your dreams. And so it is. So, wow. Let me just tell you, those two messages came in after I asked, what do you want me to do this week? Do you want me to interview someone? I mean, there's a gazillion people I could interview. And I was told no. They had a message and they wanted me to be ready to receive it. That is what came in right before I recorded this. I was in awe, just to say the least. So, on to the next topic, which is, I am receiving the same messages that this amazing descending of angels has occurred. And I just want to tell you something really cool that happened with me. I was making an essence the other night, and I was doing my thing. I called in their higher self and their guidance and all that good stuff. And I was just taken back that the individual was an archangel, not the guidance, not the teachers, but the individual themselves that was wanting the implants out. I about flipped. It truly, in my mind, was the confirmation of a lot of the information that's out there about the showing up of the angels. Truly, the saints have come marching in, folks, and they are here. I'm getting goosebumps. They are here to assist us. And what I'm seeing more and more and more in the last couple of waves of batches of essences that I'm making for you is I'm seeing more and more of you with huge, beautiful angels standing by you, especially those of you that have been struggling with psychic attack, with chronic illness, with sorrow, with grief. I see that when I'm making the essences. Some of you that have lost a spouse or a loved one, that comes through when I make the essence. And the angels are there. I mean, they are all over the place now. And I just really wanted to share that with you. It is such a cool thing to see. And, you know, it was such an honor to have this individual come through that was an archangel. And I kept saying, am I imagining this? Am I imagining this? And the archangel said, no, we've done this many times before, and I'm here to assist. So the walking angels, they're here. They're helping us. They're here and now. And they're empowered, and they have their buddies with them, so to speak, and things are starting to happen. So I hope that brings a smile to your face, because it totally changed my life that night after that happened to me. I also want to let you know that the commanders are currently gathering and making plans. They are setting up strategies. They're repeating drills as necessary. And they're doing this as much as possible so that the effort, recognizing that the effort that's gone into this whole circumstance is very far and wide. Now, we tend to think about ourselves and the reptilians, or ourselves and maybe the allied forces. But this is so much bigger than that. And every race, whether they chose to participate or not, but every race in this universe has been called at this time. Think about that. That just puts the whole definition of oneness or unification or unity in a completely different concept. I mean, it's just really amazing, the time that we're at. The other thing I want to remind you is there are a lot of beings that are really chomping at the bit to be born at this time. And they're smart. Because once you come on right now, you don't have to go through all the garbage that we've been going through in the last however many decades and hundreds of years, all the oppression. Things are really starting to loosen up. Just feel it when you walk out of your house. Just sense it. Just get quiet. Feel it from within. Don't forget that that which is without is also that which is within. And if there's a lot of chaos still going on in your life, it's just because you're releasing, you're purging, you're letting go of a lot of stuff. Release, release, release. This is a time to continue to do that. But it's easier than it was last year. Last year was a lot of detoxification, which can sometimes put you in quite the healing crisis. This year, energies are here to support you get through that. Quickly, just like that. You got to think that, though. You got to be that. And it's now time for us to understand that we truly are creating this new historical event. We are creating it right now, right here, today. So I also wanted to go back to the Commander Angel Eagle thing and share with you, apparently each of them has a particular grid, okay, that they're all working on, and they have different waves of support that are coming in to assist this mission. The commanders are working, as I said before, in kind of an administrative capacity. They will be definitely involved in assisting the souls from getting to point X to point Y, okay. The angels are really working hard right now. I received messages the other day that the dark are getting so desperate that they have upped the psychic attack. And so that's why I put that message out over the weekend. So those that were under attack didn't feel like, you know, it was just them, or there was something wrong with them. I wanted everyone to know that this has kind of been a very basic experience across the board for many of us, including myself. You know, and then you have the eagles, which are working outside the dome to protect the external intrusion. What I'm being asked to ask you is go within and ask your guidance, what do I need to do to become a galactic citizen? Do not forget that. This is the time. I mean, how cool is that? That was the message. They want us all. I'm in perpetual goosebumps right now. What do we need to do to become a galactic citizen? Everybody take the time to do that. They also wanted me to let you know about 70% is what I'm getting of the dark beans have been extracted. Okay, so we're really making headway. They're jamming. But we still have a little bit to go. And we don't want to lose sight of being vigilant. Okay? Keeping your light up, keeping your positivity up, and also keeping your focus on the end game. Your job and my job is to hold the space right now and picture yourself holding open a passageway for the light to reach. Okay? Just see yourself that way so that even in the darkest crevices, even in the darkest of darkest, that light can reach that. Because that's really what it's all about right now, is converting it. Realize that this can be kind of tricky, and that the dark have a lot of different areas in which they can hide. And this is one of the reasons that there have been delays. Come on, let's face it. This has been going on for millions of years. You know? you got to give these guys credit for how much they've accomplished and how much we've accomplished. But I have also been told that they want you to know that the decree has been sounded, and the decision has been made to bring this nonsense to an end. So, last but not least, please be careful how you are seeing everything around you. Avoid polarity as much as possible. Your mere willingness to stand tall and to stand strong amongst a whole field of decrepit, broken, you know, bent weeds in the field, so to speak. It allows the light to work with you as a beacon to spread the love and to spread the tranquility and to spread the calming and the understanding that this planet so desperately needs. So, when you ask, what can you do? It's exactly that. This is key. Stand tall, stand confident, and shine your light, because this helps all of us. It also helps the allied forces that are assisting us. So I just want everyone to know that I thank you, and I am truly honored to be able to assist you. And for those of you who have taken the time to tap in and see who I really am, you know that my heart is sincere in wanting to do whatever I can to assist you in remembering how awesome you really are. You are. And we're going to get through this together. I love you. Thank you.